Have you ever felt that you've really blown it this time with God, that there's no way back, that God's forgiven you so many times for the same thing, that this time, that's it? I'm pretty sure that there's not a one of us who believes in Jesus, who wants to be one of his disciples, who hasn't felt that. Luke chapter 22, verses 60 to 62. But Peter said, "Man, I do not know what you are talking about." At that moment, while he was still speaking, the cock crowed. The Lord turned and looked at Peter, and then Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he said to him, "Before the cock crows today, you will deny me three times." And he went away and wept bitterly. We've all failed God so badly that the devil can convince us that there's no way back. In fact, that's one of the devil's top 10 lies. "You've really blown it this time. There's no way that God is ever going to forgive you again." But here's some good news, some fantastic news. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." That's the truth. God is faithful, and there is always, always a way back. I want to share with you something that a listener to one of our programs emailed to me a while back. This is what he said. "I'm only a new Christian, and I've been with the Lord probably about 10 weeks, and I've been growing great guns. And then I had a night out when I went drinking, and I told my friend I wasn't sure if I could be a Christian anymore. I felt real terrible about it, and I thought I'd really blown the whole thing with God. It's only when you came on the radio tonight that I realized that's why Jesus died for me. Thank God for his grace. It was really awesome tonight." Of course it was awesome. This young man thought that all was lost, that there was no way back, but then he heard the good news, the fantastic news of the grace of God in Jesus Christ. One of the top 10 lies that the devil wants you to believe is that there's no way back. You know why I call it a lie? Because it is. Listen carefully. God is just and God is love. That's why he sent Jesus to suffer and die for you, so that the requirements of justice and of love could both be met, so that you could be forgiven. Through Jesus, there is always a way back. That's the truth. And that's God's word. Fresh for you today.